Hello and welcome to Nintendo Podcast Systems with me, Sam Barnes, and with me, as always, are Jack Gorn and Matthew Gibson.
Hello, hello.
So the intro music you've just heard. Shut up.
What?
Laughing at me.
No, I'm not.
I am.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks.
Very good.
The intro, bruv. Since, as always, we have to choose the intro music, I get to choose, apparently, this time, so I'm going to do the intro music to Monster Hunter 4, I think.
Cheeky.
There's a reason. It'll tie in with later, won't it?
In the words in Mario Party 2, good choice! It's a really weird voice. They all go, good choice!
That's going to be the title. Good choice!
Good choice!
Why is that? Why does that sound like Chinese almost? Good choice!
Racist!
Because he sounds Chinese. Yeah.
I'm not racist, it's just how he sounded.
Yeah.
I guess so.
It's my attempt of Japanese, but you know. Comes out Chinese. So.
Anyway,
podcast this, derailed.
Yeah.
Choo choo.
This is our first one in a while, which is weird.
Mate.
Yeah, we've been off because you're doing exams and stuff.
Yes.
Mm. How are exams and stuff going?
They're hell.
Examsy.
I'm living. we're recording this on the last day of May. So hopefully this episode will be up on the 1st, or at least edited by the 1st. My next one is on the 15th, so I've got a good amount of time to just, like, catch up on a lot of stuff, like writing for the site, stuff like that. Mm.
Yep, we don't want you getting fired again.
Yeah, countless times in one part. so it's been good to get back, and
it was a well-deserved break, I think we all sort of needed a little bit of a break from it, didn't we?
Bit of a break, but it's good to be back.
Actually, before we
move on, in the off chance that you have missed my voice, you could check Jack, please. you can check out my appearance on the Nintendo Voice podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I went on there the last episode. It was a ton of fun, mainly because Colin has made Jack really pissed off.
Oh, I'm so pissed off, Colin. Seriously. Like, everything you said just was like dissed every game I like. I was like...
And we talked about Fire Emblem, and we dissed Freedom Planet. It was all great.
I think I was completely annoyed. I was like, okay, I can deal with Fire Emblem. I can deal with Freedom Planet because it's a new game. But then he went and said Sonic 3 is the worst game ever. And I was like, rage. That's my favourite game.
But yeah, that's what I wanted to say. And with that, let's move on to the next section. So this is the new section right now. I always say, there I go again. Now I'm trying not to say but it's so difficult. Because, like, I feel that's better than silence. I'm having trouble for words. We finally got information on Pokemon Sun and Moon. We got a new trailer, as well as a trailer for Japan as well. That went through the three starter Pokemon, so look at the region and gameplay in general. And we will be talking about that as well as our predictions for the new information coming on June 2nd, which hopefully won't be announced by this time, by the time this episode pops up. So yeah, that will be in our discussion portion, so we've decided to dedicate this new section to some... I'd say lesser? I guess that's right. Because it's not as big as the new Pokemon game, but still what we thought would be good news topics. I guess, and we haven't done it in a long time, so it was quite difficult to choose some. Mighty Number 9, it's coming out on June 21st, for I believe Steam, Xbox One, PS4, and Wii U, and I think 3DS is getting it on the later date. And they released a trailer very recently, and it's gone absolutely slated.
How bad was slated?
It was pants.
It was pants. It's got a lot of dislikes, and Integrate, who is Integrate's a studio working on the game. The CEO of that, Takuya Aizu, has said, What the hell was that? Who thought of making a crappy PV like this? It's unforgivable. That's paraphrasing, but that's what he said on Twitter. So even the CEO of a company working on the game slated that a trailer.
From the looks of it, Nintendo Life has commented saying it got slated, and a few other companies saying it's not really impressive. So.
Yeah, it's not really great.
That's kind of disappointing, but it has been sort of been delayed for so long now.
It's
been a bit of a joke, really, isn't it?
So that's the tragic thing. Hold on, I managed to figure out the actual tweet where he said, Takuya Aizu, again, the CEO of these crates, this is what he actually said, or tweeted rather. What the hell was Deep Silver thinking making a crappy PV like this? Unforgivable. Deep Silver being the company handling the physical versions of the game. Do you guys have anything more to say about Mighty Number 9?
Not really. It's just pretty.
It's like they're trying to overhype it, and it's just like, guys, you just get the game out. It's embarrassing now.
Well, it is coming out. I think it's just insulting that this has been back. This is a $4 million project raised on Kickstarter as well, and that was like about 3 years ago. But it's just like how they've gone about it, you know. And as well, there was a spiritual successor to Mega Man Legends called Redash, or Red Dash, one or the other. That was launched by the same creator, I think, sometime last year, and it's like you're still developing this other game, at least finish Mighty Number 9 first before you try to get other people's money.
Yeah, I remember he did get a lot of stick for that, didn't he, when it was first announced that he was starting a new game before he'd even finished the other one. It was like,
yeah,
come on, guy.
It's just like insulting. But yeah, there's nothing really else to say about it, but I think it's going to be an okay game. But for something that's supposed to be the spiritual successor to like a very esteemed platforming franchise,
it's not rather bland. It doesn't seem a lot there to it.
That's true.
It's disappointing.
It is quite disappointing. Speaking of Mega Man, they've announced new details regarding a Mega Man cartoon, which will be coming out next year. It comes with a new look of Mega Man, which looks horrible as anything. It really does.
I think give him like giant eyebrows helmet.
It just looks ugly. Like, it looks really cheap. I'm not even gonna lie. It looks like a ripoff of Mega Man. I hate to say it, but. And it's fine, like. Trying to like do new stuff, like say Sonic Boom, that was fine. But at least with Sonic Boom, you could sort of see the originality. from where those characters came from. Whereas with this one, it's just like, it's like a completely new Mega Man instead of something that was like supposed to be from the original era of Mega Man. So,
oh, that does look weird. What is that all about?
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, hold on. I've got the writer of this new Mega Man has also said, came out, saying this is Joe Kelly, who co-created the phenomenally successful Ben 10 franchise, and has worked on X-Men and Deadpool comics in the past. This is what he says. He says, I want to thank everyone for loving Mega Man and having such strong opinions. That's really cool, even cooler when you express them with care and thought. Nothing I can say will counteract the shock you may feel when an image release doesn't match the one you had in your head. Same with a storyline, a name, a setup. All I can say is what I said before. We always set out with our partners to create the best show we can. That's all creative people do, all day, every day. Some of what we create will suit your taste, some will not. I only ask, as I did before, that folks wait until a show is on the air before assuming that their favourite thing is ruined forever. The whole reason I engaged folks last time was because we respect fans. Just because our collective approach doesn't match your ideas is not an attack on you. That's all I have on this. I can't answer questions or go and get into specifics for legal, personal and creative reasons, but I hope you give the show a chance when it is. Thanks for your passion and thoughtfulness. Best to you. So I think I appreciate the fact that like he's trying to do something new, bringing like this fresh era. But at the same time, well, actually following on from that, it's important to notice that like this show hasn't even aired yet, so it could still be quite good. So I think
one's scheduled to air next year. Is it? Because I've seen this image of Mega Man, and he's got like a little mini man on his head for some reason.
What?
Mega Mini or something? Maybe I'm looking at the wrong image, I don't know. But...
Oh, yeah, that was apparently one of the characters, Mega Mini.
Mega Mini.
I think. But I think it's like the Sonic Boom cartoon. I think that did relatively well. That was relatively well received.
The cartoon wasn't too bad with Sonic Boom. But
I don't think it was too bad.
It was kind of mixed, I think, actually.
It had Chando in it. That's all I remember.
I hit it for a bit, but I think even then, you know, it was an alright show. That may be true, but that was just like...
Like a Mega Mini come out of his head.
Yeah, well, really maybe, weird. But that looks... That may be Mini-Me, but...
Mini-Me?
Not Mini, sorry. Mega Mini, sorry. I don't know why, it's just like become a thing in our house. Like, whenever we get the Mini Mushroom in Mario Bros, we always go Mini-Me, like, oh, I'm Mini-Me now, and it's like, oh, okay.
Okay. Interesting. It's nice that they're taking quite a popular series and
at least
reboot it.
Announcing, or at least recognising that it's not dead, at least.
Yeah, at least Capcom have actually agreed to use something with Mega Man in, rather than make a game, delay it forever, then cancel it. You know,
well, Capcom like... didn't make it, to be fair. Like, that's one, my number nine is just a spiritual successor, and then two...
Well, Mega Man's owned by Capcom, though. So...
Yeah, but never
Which
mind.
Is the whole reason why Mighty Number Nine is a fit.
Yeah, yeah.
So... we'll have to wait and see. Hopefully the game will surprise us, and hopefully the TV series is just as good as well. Cartoon, whatever you want to call it.
And just wrapping up, it's just been like a fairly quick news section, but then again, we finally got so little. But I'm sure this will go in forever. Splatoon is now 1 year old. It was released last year on the 28th of May in Japan and 29th of May around the rest of the world. But yeah, they've released a special artwork for it, which looks quite cool. We're getting the second volume of Sheldon Picks Pack for the game, which comes with new weapon combos, which feature Aerosprays, sprays, Splash-O-Matics, heavy splatlings, and the Nez sappers. That's coming 8th of June in Japan, and I think the evening of the 7th in North America. There'll be, I think this is just Japan only, but there'll be a new Splatoon bundle that will come with both Squid Sister amiibos as well. So that's quite cool.
Oh yeah, did we mention that was a thing? I can't remember.
yeah, we did last time.
Yeah, I think so.
Because they've actually shown off the actual amiibos now, and they look so cool. Mm-hmm. Want one? Want both? Both in a bundle.
Kelly and Mari, and then there's also the three new, the Squid Boy, Squid Girl, and Squid.
The Squid redesigns, yeah. But yes, Splatoon is now 1 year old. What do you think of this?
Yeah, it's a year old.
I must admit, it's not as hype. It's still a really good game, don't get me wrong. I don't know, it's kind of weird. It's like they kept it going this long. It's good.
I think there's still strong community though, because Splatfest still get people hyped. And plus for them to just come out and say, this is the first anniversary of Splatoon, I don't think they may have done it for Smash, and they may have done it for, say, Mario Kart or something like that, but for a new franchise to be celebrated for its 1 year anniversary like this, and there's been a lot of fan art going around as well, and there was even a competitive tournament set up by competitive Splatoon teams to celebrate the landmark. So I think there's still a strong community around Splatoon, and I think that will continue. Because I don't think it's like Miitomo. Everybody's practically came off of Miitomo now, really.
I'm still on it. I've still got friends on there.
Well, yeah, but I'm just not bothered with it.
It's not widely used anymore.
Nah, it got a 10 million downloads.
Yeah.
It was great, but it's a free app. People are going to delete it when they get bored of it. I'm still going to keep it, just for the fact that it is a Nintendo thing. And just to not miss out on my Nintendo stuff, just in case.
That, I think they've just going to get rid of all the games on that my Nintendo account. You know, the offers for lots of games for free.
That was you saw that tweet from Lapsed Gamer Radio, right?
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they made a mistake. I think because they also released a tweet that said, "Oh, sorry, this is July 1st.
July 1st.
Yeah. So we have one more month.
Still got another month.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, while
there we go then. Heads up, guys. One more month.
While we're on the topic of that, they really need to do something with my Nintendo.
Yeah,
because
big time.
Fair enough. It's only actually of today. It's been 2 months. Of today, since of the day of recording, it's been 2 months since both Miitomo and my Nintendo have came out. The fact that you could get games and stuff like that is, you know, that's quite cool. But the fact that you're only getting rewarded, if you're getting a game, you're only getting rewarded if you buy digital releases. And even then, it depends on how much you buy. And then, hold on, and then there's a lot of stuff for Miitomo, which nobody really uses. It's more cosmetic, if anything.
Well, I did get...
I got myself an Ink Tank, a Splatoon
Ink Tank. Yeah, I got Ink Tank as well, which was exclusive on there. It was really random, but...
Yeah. Sadly, get one of those, but...
So, I'm just hoping that they have some more exclusive items coming in the future. So the Splatoon promotion was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But... what about all the other Nintendo products they could use.
Well, I think it's quite important to like cross promote, because I think when Splatoon, there was cross promotion for Splatoon, like that received like a lot of support because of Splatoon. Everybody loves it, even though it's still only a year old. People are still loving that game. They haven't grown tired of it. Again, related to this news topic, but
that's really what they've got to do with Miitomo altogether, though. Every time there's a new game release out, they should give an exclusive item out for it.
Maybe, but then again, like sooner or later, people are just going to go, "Oh, it's just going to be an item." So that will that novelty will wear off. I feel like. But yeah, back to my Nintendo. It's cool that like they have games that you could only practically get on the through that surface. Like, well, right now it's only Zelda Picross and WarioWare Touched for the 3DS.
Metroid Fusion for the Wii U.
Well, yeah, but stuff like that you could just get it off of the eShop.
Super Punch Out was the other one. I think it was on at the moment.
Yeah, it's, There's others as well, but even then they're more like
they're the only ones you can get as full games. I think the others are like coupons for like money off.
Well, yeah, but like, well, there's more as well. But then again, you could just get them off the eShop. You don't need the My Nintendo service in order to get them.
Yeah.
So they need to bring in more exclusive rewards, like the thing that I really enjoyed about Club Nintendo. Right now, that's a better service. I feel like. I think if they just brought over the integration of, like, all these new apps and stuff like that, it would be perfect. But I just liked being able to get a game, when the time came to it, just claim all of my star points and get a really cool thing from it. Say, the Mario 3D World soundtrack or a Luigi's Mansion diorama or something like that. They need to be doing more physical rewards as well, because that's what I really enjoyed about Club Nintendo.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that. It just feels a bit like, here's an electronic copy of a game, or it's like you want something that you can really sort of feel like, oh yeah, I earned that from
getting all these games and
not
just listening to 10 answers every day. Or Miitomo. You know, I don't think it's reached its full potential. I think it will when the NX launches. I think when that launches, games will be integrated to support My Nintendo. Remember when that idea was first pitched and it was like, you could get points by just completing tasks games, and from that you could get discounts on games that are personally picked out for you. You could also reclaim that at specialist stores, cinemas, and theme parks. So there's still a lot more that I can do with this, but they just need to do it, really. There's nothing really else to say. Do it.
Just do something. Put something on there.
Yeah.
By the way, make us want to keep going with Miitomo and adding extra things on there and buying more games. You know, it's maybe they're just waiting for NX now, and as soon as they've got everything on there, just boom, loads of stuff will come out for it. But
anyway, back on topic on this new topic. Splatoon is 1 year old. Are you guys still playing it by any chance? Like regularly.
I come back to it every now and then. Oh. I don't say it's one I play as regularly as I used to.
Oh, okay.
I haven't played in quite a while.
All right.
Especially like Slapfest, so I sort of come back to every now and then.
That's the thing sorry, go on.
I might say like some of the group we kind of play Splatoon with every now and then when we get a chance. So. You play quite regularly now, still, don't you, Matt?
I'd like to say that I play regularly as well. It's just, like, a lot of fun. It's just, there's still problems, but it's just really good that, like, once I get into it, it's just, like, I'm just ignoring the fact that like there's only two maps every 4 hours, you know.
It's still a
like,
problem, isn't it?
That's still a problem, yeah. And that's also I just I could just get a bit tad bit annoyed with the ranking system, like how it deals with points. I get a tad bit annoyed with that sometimes. But other than that, well, the rotation, I've came to terms with the fact that like seeing what maps will come up does affect what weapon you should bring into battle. Because if you have well, with a lot of open space, say Moray Towers and Mahi-Mahi Resort, then you may feel more inclined to pick up a sniper, a charger weapon rather. But if you're in a more like closed environment, say Blackberry Skatepark and Anchovy Games, then I feel like it's less usable, really. Like, they always still bring the benefits, but figuring out what maps are no does affect what weapons will be best for that. But then again, there's ways around it, I feel like. But then, at the same time, I feel like changing it will sort of change the game. I don't know, I just wanted to see that for the sequel. That's all. Like, a fixed irritation system.
Yeah, I think it's definitely one of the bigger problems with it. Every time you go in, you're playing the same level every time, and I know Jason's moaned about it quite a lot, where he's tried to log in and try one of the new levels that gets released, and he just hasn't had a chance because it's not in the rollout every time.
Yeah.
And it is kind of frustrating, but I know you can go back and you can play the practice levels and try it out, but it's just not the same as playing on the multiplayer levels with other people.
Well, what do you mean by practice levels?
Well, you can do like the local play, two player, just to try it out.
Well, kind of even then, you could only get the 5 original maps.
Well, can you not do that on the new maps then?
Nah, it's that hasn't changed in the slightest.
Well, that's weird, isn't it?
It's really annoying, yeah. Because I don't mind that mode, to be fair, but. And I don't... Hold on. Apologies. But yeah, like, I didn't mind that mode, to be fair, about Dojo, but it is a bit annoying when they don't revamp that part. I don't think they even fixed Urchin Underpass. Because remember when that map, it got, like, redesigned?
Yeah.
And that completely changed the map, I feel like. They still haven't changed that for the local multiplayer, so you can still play the original map on that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it's kind of cool, but at the same time, it's like, why? Now, actually, what I really want is the chance to play the original maps. So by that, I mean the ones that were, I'd say, the beta, but not really, or rather the alpha, like the ones that we saw in the E3 trailer.
Yeah.
And the one that
I
was, yeah, the one, the version of Underpass that was in the E3 demos, and the ones at EGX as well, as well as, because they saw versions of Urchin, not Urchin, well, Urchin as well, I guess, but we saw versions of Walleye Warehouse and Salisbury Rig. They went redesigns as well, so it'll be cool to play on those old stages as well, I feel like. Sorry.
Yeah, it'd be cool to try them out, but, you know, at the same time, you just got to be patient and wait for them to actually come through. I know it is frustrating waiting for the level switch over, but you can always try some of the other modes if you're really that desperate to try out the levels.
Well, even then, like, wow, no, well, even then, you've only got, like, Turf War and one ranked battle. And I see, even then, it's still fun, but I'm hoping that when the sequel, there's definitely going to be a sequel, like, there's no question.
It's been popular enough that it warrants a sequel, definitely.
Oh, yeah, like 4.5 million sales, I don't see. And certainly for a new IP as well, I don't see how that can't guarantee a new sequel.
I mean, it's the fact that people are still talking about it now, even yeah. after a year being out. It the only other game that's really done that well was Mario Kart on the Wii U.
Well, I'd say Smash Bros. As well.
Smash Bros. And Mario Maker as well, because of future popularity. But you know, even that's starting to sort of die off a little bit now. So.
I think so. Yeah. I think that would wrap it up for the new section. So let's move on to the next section. So this is the what have you been playing section right now. Sam, do you want to kick us off?
Yep, can do. Let's see, I have been playing. I went and got Star Fox Zero.
Woohoo!
Oh.
I was like, I should give it a go at least. You know,
make Jeff
I've
happy.
Played a few levels because I did. I did the first level fine. I was like, yep, I got through that. Then I got to the second level and I just kept dying. I was like, I can't. I was having trouble getting used to the whole like TV screen, gamepad. Then I was like, back to that, and I was like, oh god, I gotta go back to that because I want to get accurate shooting. I was just like, oh god almighty.
It is
difficult. It's fun. It's fun. I think I put it down because like I got very ragey very quickly.
All right.
So I had to like right. I need a breather. But I will go back to it. I hope to get further at some point. It's just trying to balance everything at the moment. I've been playing more Twilight Princess. I've started a new series for Super Metroid. I thought I'd do a nice classic. I'm quite enjoying it. I'm scaring the living daylights out of myself every 5 minutes, but it's a good game. I've played like Fusion on the GBA, and I played some of the Prime ones on the Wii U or Wii. But yeah, no, I'm quite enjoying it. I hope to get further on that. But yeah, and then I suppose that's probably sort of most of the things I've been playing in my personal time. Either that, a little bit of Monster Hunter just to get some more armor sets and things. But I went to Comic-Con and I got to play Monster Hunter Generations at the Capcom stand. Oh my god, it was so amazing. Oh my god, it was awesome. Absolutely awesome. It's a lot smoother. They've really upped the ante on it. I think I only got to play it for like 20 minutes because that's what the demo was like, but it was really, really good. They've really upped like support skills, the palicos, the combat system. It just flows so much better. And we'll see some old monsters and apparently lots of new ones. I didn't get to see any new ones, but I got to fight. I think I played and I fighted a Naga Cougar, which is one from Monster Hunter 3, and it didn't come back in Monster Hunter 4. So I was like, oh, I've never fought this one. I'm gonna have a go for it.
Right.
And then I beat it, and I killed it.
Really?
It's quite different because you have like classes now. There's like an aerial class, like a blade master class, and it affects like what special abilities you have now. Okay. So, like on the pad, instead of having like who's playing and whatnot, it's now got like these different buttons for the different specials, which you can like it builds up over time and you can activate. So like one will let you like use like I had the longsword because I'm a longsword user, and it let me like use my longsword skill for infinite amount of time. And then there was another one that let me do criticals. And then there's like an evasive one. So it's looking really good. Oh, I can't wait. It's out in mid-July?
July 15th, I believe.
I'm well, Jeff.
Yeah, I thought it was mid-July. Oh, it's so amazing. I've got to have a go. My friend was with me. I feel so bad for her. She was like, just watching. She's like, somebody's done this before. It's like, Not to this particular monster.
If I have the chance, I may try out the EGX, but I'm not overly keen on Monster Hunter, at least Monster Hunter 4. Like, it's alright. I could sort of see the appeal of it, but for me personally, I'm just not too keen on it. I think, for me, it just requires a bit too much effort. Sadly, but I don't know.
I've already pre-ordered it. I can't wait.
Fair enough. I still, to be fair, I still have to put more time into it, though.
I suppose for anybody who's planning to maybe get it, if you pre-order it through the Nintendo website, you also get a free figurine, one of six, if I remember rightly. Yeah, so if you pre-order it through the Nintendo guys, you get a figurine as well.
I think I just remembered this. Have you heard of the Monster Hunter spin-off, Monster Hunter Stories? That's coming out in October for 3DS in Japan, yeah? It has more cartoony art style, and I think it's more family-friendly.
It did look really good from what the images I saw of it.
Well, Sam, like, here's the interesting thing. It's getting its own Amiibo line. It is.
Oh my god, I'm going to be poor. I want them all.
There's,
I don't care what they're like.
There's going to be three figures. Hold on, I'll try and hold up. But there's three figures. One is of the boy and one is of the girl. And then one, I think, is the mascot. I'm not sure if he is.
It's a lot more cartoony.
Yeah, it's a lot more cartoony.
I've seen spin-offs, it's
like Monster Hunter if you put Yokai Watch on top of it, is the best way I can describe it.
I guess
it.
So, yeah. Well, the art style, at least.
Yeah.
I think the cat is a Palico, I'm not too sure, but...
It wouldn't surprise me if it was.
They look quite cool. I think Shovel Knight was the first third party Amiibo, and I think these are going to be the second because it's developed by Capcom.
Oh, good lord, I want them. There's a Rathalos.
Oh, I don't even know their names.
Yeah.
It's the Rathalos. They're riding Rathalos. And yes, that is a very sort of chibi style Palico. I don't know, maybe.
Alright.
Share an image from the actual game so far as well, Sam. It's...
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing that one, but...
Yeah. So that's basically turning into an Amiibo. I'll share it on the Twitter page and the Facebook page so you can all see as well. So.
Yes.
Yay!
But yeah, anything else that you've been playing at MCM or another event?
Well... This kind of ties in with you, really. You're just hinting, really, now, aren't you? Well...
Well, duh!
Well, obviously, everyone's listening doesn't know, but after... I was there to about... And then there was an event at the pub, which is just next to the main XL building in London. And Angela... Oh, I can't remember. Resigning now. It's Angela from Monster Hunter
Essex
Generations. Yeah, no, it was Monster Hunter Generation though.
Ah, sorry.
But
I thought you were talking about the group. Sorry.
That's all right. So I decided to nip over that, and I got to meet Matthew Gibson for the first time in person.
Yes.
After doing the podcast for a year and a bit now.
Yeah, a year and a bit.
I was trying to get over it, and we had a really good time, didn't we?
Yeah, it was really good. We talked a bit a lot. We talked a fair amount, I think.
Yeah.
But most importantly,
I had my other friends there as well, so I didn't.
Yeah. Fair enough. But
all right,
most
fine.
Importantly, our Pokken tournament games.
Yeah, you're going to brag, but you didn't tell me the...
It wasn't my fault that you forgot.
Well, no, what? I didn't forget. I have never used the Pokken tournament controller.
Wait, it should
Matt decided
be like...
not to tell me what the bloody synergy button was.
It.
Oh,
that is not how it went. That is not how it went. And you know it.
I did not know what the synergy brass button was on it.
Well, you just forgot. It was like, no, because I told you, oh no, it's...
I didn't forget.
Yeah, I was there wondering...
Matt, how can I forget if I don't even know what the bloody button combo was?
What do you mean? I was like, well, to be fair, like...
basically, you played each other at Pokken, and I'm guessing you didn't tell Sam the controls, so he lost. And now
well,
he's
no,
told
but
me about
he's,
it.
He's basically...
Yeah, I lost well, three times, and he goes... Why didn't you do synergy burst? I'm like, I don't know what the blooming button is for it. I'm like, I'm pushing all the buttons. I couldn't figure it out.
No, how?
Because all I've ever played is on the gamepad. So
yeah, but it's the same layout.
I was
like all you're using are the joysticks.
Oh, right. So it's not that button.
I'm just saying. Like,
well, you'll have to have a rematch next time, won't you?
Sure.
Well, after I knew what synergy burst was on the buttons.
You got one.
We had a bit of a proper game there.
Yeah.
We had a couple of games, and I think you still won, which was fair enough.
Yes. I was wondering why you weren't.
It was a good game, though.
I was wondering why you weren't synergizing. I was like, surely he knows like how to synergize. Like this seems too easy.
I wouldn't even have a clue what you're talking about, to be honest. But...
Oh.
You know,
it's when they it's like a hyper form, really, isn't it?
Yeah, mega evolve.
Oh, like when they mega evolve and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. Cool.
Well, most of them that can mega evolve, anyway.
Anyway, anything else you've been playing?
Other than that, I think I've kind of exhausted all the ones I've played, really.
So, was it a good event then?
It was an amazing event. I had a really good time. Me and Matt had a good fun. I'll probably thank her again later, but Angela really did an amazing job of hosting it and everything. It was a shame I had to go so early, but it was amazing. It was just such a good time.
Cool.
Anyway, Jack, I think it's your turn now.
Yay! So, while you lot were all doing... that thing. I actually went to a different event, quite recently. I went to Southampton Game Fest.
Oh, so you did? Oh, all right.
So yeah, originally I was helping to run a lot of the event, and I had to pull out for personal reasons. But sorry.
Nothing.
But I still went to go and support Patrick, and
All right.
He did a great job getting everyone to turn up, and there was about 500 people in the end who actually come.
That's a good amount then, that's good.
Yeah, it's decent for a small venue. It was really well ran. There was so many different people there doing different things in terms of like indie gamers. There was a retro collection group that had like Dreamcasts and old like GameCube consoles and things out. We had Rich from Street Pass Portsmouth had a Mario Kart event he was running.
Oh.
There was a big Smash Bros. melee matches there, like tournament kind of thing. And yeah, it was overall it's a really really good event and really enjoyed it and. I thought I'd just give it a quick mention and thanks everyone who like sort of turned up. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of Mario Kart, there is a mini video doing the rounds at the moment of the final races, and they're all quite funny. So it's worth having a look at that. I'll share that onto our Facebook and Twitter pages. As well.
I haven't played that in a while, actually, Mario Kart.
No.
Nah.
Well, that's quite good, actually, because I was just going to mention that. We've also been playing Mario Kart this week, me and Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, go on.
the last minute, to be honest.
Part of Facebook group, Mario Kart UK, they had a little special competition on this week. They've done it previously, where they get involved with other Mario Kart groups in different countries of the world.
Oh.
And previously we had races with Mexico, the Mexican Mario Kart group, which was interesting. But this week we played Argentina, of all people. It was basically the Falklands area of Argentina. There's a group based in the Falklands for Mario Kart, and they got in touch with Mario Kart UK and said, we want to give you a few races and a match and stuff. So yeah, we got involved, and it was pretty close, to be honest, for the fact that there weren't as many of them as us, but we still won quite comfortably. But I think Sam again destroys me every time I play Mario Kart. to the point where I'm like, don't want to play anymore.
I was in the top 15.
You were in the top 15 in it. I think there was a good 30, 40 races in the end, so it was pretty good numbers.
It was like 1,000 to Argentina, and then like nearly 3,000 to the UK. Poor guys, yeah. I feel for them. I do.
To be fair, there was about 16 of them and about 25 to 30 of us, so it was a little bit one-sided, but you know. You can't really help that, unfortunately.
Really help.
Nah.
But yeah, just thanks to the Mario Kart UK group for putting that on. That was really cool, and hopefully we can do a few more against others, and maybe just against the whole world. That'd be pretty cool. So. So the other games I've been playing, Pokemon Picross. I'm just so close to finishing that off. I'm so fed up with it. I just want to finish it now.
Oh, really?
The quicker I can get it done and finished, the better, I think.
So have you bought...
Jack, what level are you up to?
I can't see my... I think my DS is dead anyway, so I'll have a look later on and I'll let you know.
But, did you buy the whole thing then?
I've paid for the energy bar.
Right.
And I had enough coins left over for the mega pencil thing, so you get the mega...
Yeah.
Pixels. I think I paid for another couple of rounds of the actual, what's the collectibles called? I can never remember what they're called.
The Picrites?
Picrites, sorry. So I had enough on there to carry on, but I've unlocked so much on there now that you can actually play the game rather than having to wait for ages. It's just...
Oh, okay.
But
the problem is,
we sort of worked it out the other day. It's like, you get up to training levels. Every time you get up a level in a training level, you get extra Picrites. So, for instance, I'm on like 13 Picrites every time I complete a daily challenge now.
Mm.
But some of the later levels, you need something like 500 plus Picrites to unlock the next level. So you're still going to have to do it for so many days to just get enough Picrites to carry on. It's just
possibly even more than days.
maybe a couple of months.
Yeah.
It's so draining and annoying. Be that close to the finish, and then it's like, nah, we're not going to let you. Nah,
you're right. No, you're not going
so
anywhere.
Hopefully I can get that done very soon. But
okay.
Be as soon as I had this, but, you know, hopefully in the future. So Twilight Princess. I've been playing quite a bit of it, actually, to be honest. I've gone through like the desert area fairly recently, and I've gone through, I can't remember what the actual off the top of my head, but it's Rudo Desert, sorry. So I've gone through there, and I've gone through the actual temple through there to where you go through to the mirror and things like that. But I just wanted to mention this because I had the boss fight with the Star-Lord, which was the big bony bugger you got to basically spin into with the spinner. And I got really curious with some of the music in it because in the in the actual boss fight, there's two rounds. The first round, he just plays like a normal, normal boss music, and then in the second bit, the music changes. And when I first sort of noticed this, I thought this sounds familiar. I've heard this before somewhere. I don't know if Matt's going to put a clip in here or not, but he might do. Might if I poke him.
Maybe.
But maybe. If not, check it out on YouTube for the actual music. It turns out that it's not a Star Fox tune. It's from a previous Zelda game. We had Ocarina of Time, Volvolger, the fire dragon. It's a remix of his song for the boss battle, which I thought was quite a nice little Easter egg, really. So I never really knew that. I don't know if it was in the previous version or if it's just in the HD version, but I thought it was pretty cool. Something new. So I'm gonna try and play through some of the other bosses and see if I recognise any other music in case they've done it again. So maybe go through Sam's level, Sam's and Rio's and see. It might be a bit easier to do that. So, but
maybe, yeah.
So pretty cool. I like little things like that. It's just, I know they do it a lot with the wolf howls as well. When you've got a howl to get the extra training levels for your sword fighting things.
Like yeah.
Because I know you do Zelda's Lullaby, Epona's Song is one of them. I think that it's the Fire Temple song as well. For the actual warp is one of them. In Three of Time. I think it's Balrog of Fire or something like that. Balrog of Fire.
I think that's how it goes, yeah.
Something like that, yeah, that one. I'm pretty sure that's one of the wolf howls as well. So.
I think so, yeah. I think I remember. Yeah. Well, there was definitely something
it
that
is, yeah.
Well, I remember, I think the Serenade of Water, the warp one to the Water Temple.
Yep.
That one was in it. I think that was like... the Sora Queen's theme or something like that?
Maybe. I'll have to have a look for this, because there must be at least 6 or 7 times you got to do the howl move and see which ones they've actually used. But I think one of them was actually a Majora's Mask song as well. I think there was the healing tune, I think is one of them. So, yeah.
Maybe.
Lots of little musicy Easter eggs in that game, so worth a look, worth
musicy.
A listen. Musicy. See, that's a word I made it up. So, but yeah, I think that's me pretty much covered with all the games I've been playing. I haven't replayed much else. Quick go on Monster Hunter, but other than that, yeah, not a lot. But yeah, all still fun.
What about you, Mr. Gibson?
Well, like you. I went to the Monster Hunter Essex / DS London crossover, and I met you there as you. Shocker, I know.
Did you?
Yes. For the first time.
I was like, is he running into you here, sir?
but yeah, I caught up with a lot of old friends, like the Street Pass London crew, and I met up with some of the folks from the DS London podcast. And they were all like, oh, are you the one that went on the special 50th anniversary, not the 50th anniversary, the 10th anniversary special? And I was like, yeah, that's me. And they were like, wow, oh, so it's funny you.
Yeah, of course, DS Lab. Yeah, I've got you.
Because
yeah.
I think I've met some of the guys, but Mareed, I think she came on the 10th anniversary one. So it was cool meeting her finally. But I think it was a Finite. I think it was. We didn't realize who we both were until like we were talking a fair bit, and I was like, I've recognized your voice from somewhere. Are you on the DS London podcast? And it was like, oh yeah. I'm on the and then he just asked the same thing to me. Oh wait, are you by any chance the one that came on the 10th anniversary, and I was like, yeah, I did. And he was like, oh, it's great to meet you. So, well, at least that's how I think it went, but it was something like that. So it was great meeting up, oh yeah, and I met Richard Stokesy as well.
Oh, he was there, was he?
Yeah, he was there, so it was great meeting him, because we follow each other on Twitter. But it was great meeting up as well, with Gary as well, from Monster Hunter Essex as well. That was cool meeting him again. And but yeah, that event was just really, it was a nice venue, albeit very hard to find. But yeah, it was really lively in there. There was Smash, and I realised how bad I am in 8-player Smashes. it can be just quite tough. What else? Oh, there was a Star Fox Zero booth. I Yay. Managed to try it out. Hopefully I came in the top three somewhere and got a prize, but it was a good try. It was all right. I quite enjoyed it. But yeah, I may get it. I'm not sure. Because after playing it, the controls are a bit AZ. It's still fun, but it's nothing compared to, like, graphically, and I think in terms of, like, the action, I think it's much bigger step up from Star Fox 64. But in terms of, like, actually playing the game, I just don't feel that it's as fun as it. Even though it may be more precise, I just feel like Star Fox 64 3D, rather, because that's the one I played, had it like a bit more tighter down. Anyway, but yeah, that event was really good. Just really well done. Sadly, I couldn't stay for the whole thing because I had to get back. But I wish I could stay there until 9. In terms of what I've been playing privately, I'll get onto one of the best games of 2016 in a bit.
Oh dear. There's gonna Jack Clavier.
I finished Lilacs, part of Freedom Planet.
Yay!
It's alright. It's not a great game. It's good, but
damn you! Don't you don't?
Because like don't. On the Nintendo Voice podcast, Colin, he called it pretty bad Sonic ripoff. And after like hearing it in that light, I've kind of seen it that way too. Well, I can't really speak for it myself. I'm still finding it quite fun, but I just not like finding the thrill really in it. Like, it's a good platform, but
it's just so good.
Not
it's
really. It's a
best
good game.
Platformer that isn't a Sonic game.
It's like a load more platformers better. Like Rayman Legends, Mario Bros, Mega Man, Shovel Knight. Shovel Knight's a key one because that's an indie one as well.
I like Shovel Knight.
Yeah, Shovel Knight was a good one. That's a really good platformer, but
oh yeah, of course it is.
But Freedom Planet.
But basically, Shovel Knight is just a ripoff of DuckTales anyway.
Well, that's more. Well, I'd say it's more Mega Man, really. Surely.
A little bit of that as well, I suppose.
But hey, Jack. At least it's a good ripoff.
It's a good ripoff.
But now I'm going for what's her name? The cat. I forget her name. I always forget like one of their names. Who's the cat again? The green cat.
Sorry, say again.
Carol.
Is it Carol?
Oh, Carol. Yeah.
Carol.
I didn't quite hear you there.
Yeah. I'm playing through her part of the story.
Have you tried Mila's though?
I'm trying her. I'm gonna try her after I finish.
I think she's quite tough to use at first, but she's the most interesting character in terms of that.
She seems like it, and that's why I really want to play as her. But yeah. Unless you have the motorcycle, unless you have the motorcycle with Carol, she's just
Yeah.
Not fun to use.
Have you tried jumping off walls?
Well, that, fair enough, but you know, you could wall jump, so that's pretty cool, and you could use that to just basically go up anywhere.
Yeah, and then you find like the little red squares, and you can sort of jump off them and do.
Oh, yeah, that's quite cool, but other than that, she's just a pain. Like, because, like, at times, like, you want to feel that rush, don't you? Like you do in Sonic games. Fair enough, I haven't played the the old Sonic games before. I definitely plan on doing so at some point in my life.
You've never played a Sonic game?
Well, I have played a Sonic game, but none of the classic ones, like Sonic 1 or 2, like for the Genesis and stuff.
No, he's played things like Sonic Unleashed and Sonic and the Dark Knight and...
No, like
I'm just gonna just slowly evaporate away for a second. So.
No, but Sonic Unleashed. Those day sections were quite good. It was just the night sections were a bit shady. But
Sonic Adventure.
Sonic Heroes style. Oh, classic.
Yeah.
I think that was like one of my first games ever. Really, Sonic Heroes. So that's why I've put it quite high up.
PS2 version?
Xbox, actually.
Xbox.
Yeah.
That's right.
But Colors and Generations are really good. They're really good games, so I'm hoping for ones like that. But yeah, even then, you're going really fast, but you're going fast most of the time. Whereas in Freedom Planet, there's so much that, like... Like what Colin said, there's so many paths, but there's no hardly, or at least not much, where I just like feel like I'm going really fast. Mm. But, like, you do get those moments, but for the but other parts, it's just like
I think please just does go fast. Sort of stop you at some points to make it an actual platformer game, because otherwise you're just pressing right the whole time.
That's true, but like I don't know, it's like. When you're going really fast, it's like it's cool to like if you're going downhill really fast and then you're going uphill really steep, then you'll slow down. But that just ruins it. You know, like I appreciate the fact that like you do slow down whilst you're walking upwards and stuff like that, you know. But when I've already reached like a really big speed and I have to slow down just because I'm going uphill, that's a bit annoying. Like, I want to be able to go fast and not have to worry about all these different paths.
Matt's going, gotta go nuts fast.
Gotta go fast.
Gotta go fast.
Pretty much.
I think you should go back and play all the Sonic games.
Yeah.
And then come back to Freedom Planet.
I'm definitely planning on doing so, but Freedom Planet.
You can ignore Sonic 1 and just play Sonic 2 and 3.
I can't do that.
And Sonic and Knuckles as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just, Sonic CD. And Sonic Adventure. And Sonic Adventure 2, which are arguably the best 3D Sonic game there is.
Freedom Planet. I still have to play Affordable Space Adventures, actually.
Have you not played that yet?
Nah, I've been meaning to, but I don't know why. I just want to finish Freedom Planet, get it out of the way.
I
just want
Humble Bundle, Matt. The Humble Bundle.
Yeah, I know. And I'm very.
You've got to humble the bundle.
What? humble the bundle. That's another.
You've got to humble the bundle.
I think
the
fresh air's getting to Sam. He's been outside and he went to Comic Con. Right. So.
What I haven't talked about, because this may have been released on the last episode. But I have played Pocket Card Jockey.
Have you?
Yeah, I got it. I tried the demo.
I've heard good things about this, actually.
It's good. It's really good, really addictive. At the start, it may seem overwhelming, I feel like, but once you get into it, there is a good amount of depth to it. Like, basically, it's a simplified version of Solitaire. And you play it. And depending on how well you do, your horse moods change. So if you clear the whole thing, your horse gets in a really good mood. If you have a lot of cards left over, your horse will get in a really shitty mood, basically. And that will affect how you run in the race. And you control your horse on the racetrack by moving it to different positions.
But what if they deal you out and, like, it's one of those ones where you're just not able to clear it?
Oh yeah, so that's just luck of the draw, really. There's an element of luck, like with any card again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's still quite in-depth.
I've played a lot of Solitaire, and trust me, that's not fair.
Yeah. But it's still good. It can be quite addictive. Once you get into it, it can be really good. Like, it's really fun to play. It's got a certain charm to it as well. Like, the visuals are not too much of anything, but, you know, they're quite nice, you know. Not ugly, but then again, not pleasant. But the writing as well is quite charming. Like, just the characters as well, you know, it's just, you know, it's quite good. Quite humorous, let's say.
Because it is quite in depth from how far it goes, because you've got to actually like breed your own horses and look after them, all sorts, just from playing solitaire, which is kind of strange, but
Well, actually, the reason he's doing solitaire is because he dies when he tries to tame a horse, and this angel gives him,
what?
very early on in the game, you, the protagonist, as the game puts it, you go, oh, I want to ride a horse, so put me on a good horse, and you try to ride it, but then the horse just like, just kicks you off him. And like completely kicks you with its back feet, and you go flying across the field, and then you get stampeded by a ton of horses, so you die. And then an angel says, "Oh, I'll give you one chance where you have to win the Derby, which is the big horse racing event." And he goes, "Oh, is there anything else you're good at?" And he goes, "Well, at least, oh, is there anything else you like?" And you go, oh, I've been playing quite a lot of solitaire recently. Then the angel makes it so that you play solitaire.
The angel?
An angel gives him like a second chance. And
This is
the most
creepy.
ridiculous story I think I've ever heard, but
I
it's
know, it's
brilliant.
so
I love
stupid, but you know.
it.
But yeah, basically, depending on how well you do in the race, or at least, because in the game you get special cards that contribute to experience and also allow you to develop new skills that your horse has. But yeah, that goes
It's a
towards
nice
your level.
retouch on an old style card game, though, isn't it? Really,
I guess so.
it's trying to modernise Solitaire, which is weird, but
Yeah, but your stats, they are comprised of speed and stamina. Or stamina. Sorry, I'm just thinking. I always get those bundled up, I think.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Is the thing, once your horse reaches a certain age, you have to, it doesn't grow anymore. Because there are three modes. You've got growth mode, which is basically where you start, and that's where your horse grows up, levels up, and stuff like that. Then you've
Do you have
got
to
mature
retire
mode.
it?
Pardon?
Do you have to retire your horse, or?
I'll get into that in a bit. And then,
Okay.
once it reaches a
Now
certain
he goes into the box and then he gets made into glue.
What? But then it. Well, whenever it reaches a certain age, it goes into mature. Then you can play with it in mature mode. This is when it's like fully grown. But once you lose with that horse three times,
Yeah,
then
get horse flakes.
and then it's retired and it goes on to the farm.
And turned into horseradish.
No, it's just they're just on the farm. But yeah, and then the process just like more or less repeats itself over and over again. So it can get a little bit repetitive. But it's a good game. Thankfully, it's not like a high-end eShop title. It's around £6, I think. So it's a relatively good price, I feel like. But yeah, I was just not expecting it to be so good, and the music as well. The music is really good. I really like the music. It's really good.
Cool. I definitely might check it out in the future.
Well, there's a demo, so and you could transfer the data.
Oh, is
You
there? Oh,
yeah,
right.
you transfer the data over to your game if you buy it, so that's cool. But now the moment you've been waiting for, Fire Emblem Fates, it's finally out. I couldn't be any more happy, and Jack is being like such a prick about this because it's not Advance Wars.
It's not, so it's
I don't
not
know.
good.
Well, it kind of is. But yeah, like,
go on, then.
Well, I talked about this on Nintendo Voice, so I try not to keep it too long, but all I can say is very good. Everything about it is just top of the range stuff. The gameplay.
The petting.
Pardon?
The petting.
That's been taken out, thankfully. Or sadly.
Are you still talking about horses?
No, we're talking about Fire Emblem. Because in Japan they had like a petting game where you could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt was looking forward to that.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, we'll commit that maybe, but
so yeah, other than the heavy petting stuff, is is the game actually any good?
Yes, excellent. 10 out of 10 stuff.
Why?
Because right, Fire Emblem Awakening was really good. It was my first one, first Fire Emblem, and it basically revived the franchise. But Fates has just improved on it so much. Because it's more accessible as well. Now you could... I still play on casual, which basically means your units return for the next battle. You can still do classic, which, as the name implies, is like the classic Fire Emblem games, where if a unit dies in battle, they're dead forever. But in this game, you also have Phoenix mode, where your unit is revived the very next turn. So, if you want to go really easy, you could do that. But the gameplay in general is really good. I feel it just allows for more strategic gameplay, because one of the elements before Fates was that weapons break. So once you use the weapons a certain amount of times, they break, and so you have to buy a new one. In Fates, that's no longer the case. Apart from the healing items, like the staves, however you pronounce them, the weapons don't break in this game. So it allows me to just like go like make more strategic decisions with less hesitation.
Right.
Because like I'm always micromanaging. Oh, I need to suck on this item. What item do I use? What do I need to know? So if this item is actually worth using right now, so in Fates, all of those problems are put aside. So I'm just like, oh, I'll just use this item on this person. You know, so it's less stressful, I feel like, as well. But yeah, like, it's just really good story as well. I'm actually keeping track of it, because Awakening was really complicated, I feel like. But yeah, in Awakening, in case you don't want to be spoiled, skip the next 15 seconds, but basically the Queen, who is the sister to main protagonist Crom, she commits suicide for the greater good. I can't remember quite why, but it's for the best, I think. It's more sacrificing herself, rather. And there are a little bit more surprises, but even then, that part with the Queen, that happens... Chapter 9, I think, in Awakening, and that's out of 25 chapters overall, I think. In Fates, so much happens within the first 6 chapters. So much, because in the story of Fates, you start out in the Kingdom of the Nor, and you are tasked with killing some Hoshidans who have been captured. But you spare their lives in retaliation against your father's words that you should kill them. And they later on become your teammates, depending if you choose to side with Hoshida or not. And then in the later chapter, when you try to enter the Hoshida kingdom, you get lost, separated from your Norian army. And then you're taken into Hoshido. Then you experience that kingdom. So it offers like a good chance to know both of the families of this conquest, being the families of Hoshido and Nor. And especially chapter 5 in particular, so much happens in that chapter. It's really good. And then chapter 6, that's the important one because that's when you make the decision to which side you're going to go on. I got Birthright, so I went, so I had to go with Hoshido, and I'll be going down the Conquest and Revelation paths, which are the paths for you siding Nor and choosing neither, respectively. But yeah, just everything about it is really good. The story is really good. Graphically, not too much has improved since Awakening, but a lot better details. For example, they now have feet. That's a good one, instead of hooves. And the battles always close in on one th on where they are on the map. So it's quite cool seeing objects that you can see on the map overhead, and then that gets zoomed in, so you can see it in better detail when the battle's ensuing. I just can't really say it like out loud, really. Like, I have to pick a specific theme or thing about it, and then I could go on. But just picking one thing, it's just really hard to do. But I will say this: it's been a long, long time since the game has been able to just like capture me, like Fire Emblem Fates has. Like, even with Twilight Princess HD, I feel like, even though I was loving that game, it's been a while since a game. Since I've been almost afraid to finish a game, you know, and that's what I'm scared of doing with Fire Emblem Fates. I'm a bit scared of finishing it because it's just so good. I really don't want it to end. Thankfully, there's DLC, and there's a good amount of planned, but for the main game, there does seem to be a good amount going for it, so I really don't want that to end. But yeah. That's Fire Emblem Fates. I'll probably do a review for the game maybe once I've done all three paths and do them all together. But I don't know. Yeah, that's what I've been playing.
Is that everything?
Think so. Like, I think I've finished Twilight Princess HD.
Finished it.
So you should.
Yeah, and I started the last trial on Phoenix.
Did you like the ending?
Kind of. Yeah, it was quite a nice ending. Although I feel like the final battle was kind of anticlimactic.
Feel like.
I'm sure. Like, I don't think it was the final battle as such. I think it was more of Link's and Zelda's relationship. I feel like that could have been a bit more than just, oh, I'll shoot light arrows in the final battle. That was probably what their relationship
Be
was.
honest,
She does tend to do that a lot.
in Twilight Princess, they're not really that
Yeah.
relatable, to be honest, are they? I mean, it's a lot with the young
Nah.
girl at the start, and
Idia.
yeah.
So that's what I really liked about Skyward Sword as well. Like, Link and Zelda, they had more of a relationship, so it felt like more of your duty to save her because she's your friend. Not because she's royalty or anything like that.
Or a pirate.
Sure.
Yeah,
Oh dear. But yeah, I can't really think of much else. I'm going over to Ireland this next week, so I'm ho hopefully I'll be playing a lot on my DS, so hopefully I'll be playing more f
potatoes.
potato.
Look at the Irish.
So hopefully I'll be able to play a lot on my 3DS. I need to get back into Pokemon Red. I haven't played that in a
That.
good while. What?
Oh yeah, I had a good go on that.
Just watch out for a man named Seamus.
Seamus.
This is an old Irish joke.
Oh. Haha.
Should always watch out for a man named Seamus. That wasn't supposed to be funny.
And
That got mean.
with that dead joke, let's move on to the next section. So this is the final section right now. We've decided to skip the our discussion portion for now. So
Back and
apologies for
stop
that
talking.
about Fire Emblem, yeah. But we have decided that after we have received information that will be coming out on the on June 2nd, we've decided to do a special episode of the podcast and discussing all Pokemon Sun and News, Pokemon Sun and Moon news.
You we could not say today. A super episode.
Well, yes, because it will likely be an episode of Super Nintendo Podcast System, which we haven't done in a good while, I don't think.
No, and this is as good a moment as any.
Indeed. So yeah, so we've just decided to head straight on to the shout-out section. Don't know why I had trouble saying that. Anyway, I think just in general from us, because it involves both me and Sam. I speak for Sam when I say thank you to DS London and Monster Hunter Essex for putting on the MCM event at the Fox Pub. It was really enjoyable.
Indeed. Yep. Big shout out to Angela. Yeah, you hosted an amazing event. I think you just hyped all the way through that event. It was absolutely awesome. And hopefully me and Matt will be at more events to come.
Maybe.
And me too, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. We need to organise one, don't we? And meet up.
Yeah. We've been told to organise.
Well, if I ever get the chance, I'll tell you guys when I could get down to Southampton, so we could have a street past Southampton meet.
Hopefully.
That'd be quite cool.
We're trying to organise a few little coffee shop meets soon, so hopefully we can get that started again.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it's just been a bit difficult with venues still and trying to organise timings. It's just been
That may not happen until back in September, because my sister's going back, because that's when my sister goes back to university in Winchester. Anyway, Jack, let's start with you. Do you have any shout-outs this week?
I did have one shout-out. I say two shout-outs. One to Hampshire Gaming Hub, who run Southampton Game Fest. Well done on doing a great event, and I'm sure there'll be a couple more coming up. There's a couple more small events coming up in the future. I don't know whether we can have a big event, but it was quite successful, so we'll have to see how that happens. I'm considering maybe doing a mini stall.
Oh.
For the podcast, possibly.
All right.
But we'll have to wait and see on that one. We'll have to wait and see on that one. It's still a long way away yet, anyway. So shout out to them, and a shout out to a guy called... Basically, there's a couple of guys who are on this group called 100EXP. 100XP, sorry, on its own. It's a website, and he also has a YouTube channel. I've shared the Mario Kart tournament video to both Facebook and Twitter, so please, on our own Twitter and Facebook pages, so please check it out. He's a really cool dude. He does lots of little videos, mainly on like EGX and things like that. But yeah, it's a pretty cool video, and you get to see a bit behind the scenes on some other things. If you look at the FIFA video on there as well, I'm in the background. You can sort of see me in a Splatoon shirt. and a Star Fox hat.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, just a 100XP guy. I can't remember your name, but yeah, cheers. other than that, I think we both sort of went to shout out for Nintendo Voice, didn't we?
Yeah.
So
again, I've said this before. Obvious shout out to Nintendo Voice, because I went on there. They're a great show. It was a really fun episode. It was... forget the title, but it was the most recent one. 42, I believe it may have been. Episode 42 of Nintendo Voice I appeared on.
Their longest video
episode ever. I made it the longest episode I have ever done.
Because it's funny how every time we have like podcasts and things, Matt tends to make it the longest podcast
ever.
Yeah,
I think I've made Nintendo Dads very long. I think I've made DS London very long, or at least when I went on them, it was very long. I just have a thing for making stuff very long. I have no idea what it is.
The episode's called Podcast System Unite.
Yeah, I think so.
Check it out.
It's a really good episode and a really good show as well, so please check that out.
I want to give a shout out to everyone at Nintendo Voice except Colin.
In Jack's opinion, Colin's best. Oh dear.
Oh dear.
It's cool. They're all right, really. They're nice guys. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and I also want to just give a shout to Josh Thomas from Block. I've given him a shout out before on the show. But today I found out that his laptop crashed and he lost all his make believe stuff.
Oh no.
Yeah, so it's quite tragic.
Oh,
I think he's recovered most of it, but I think he did lose his Super Monkey Ball idea. So I just hope that like he continues to keep up the hard work in order to reclaim his make believe episode for Super Monkey Ball. That's all. That's it from my end. Sam, do you have any other shout outs?
Did you shout out for DS London?
I did shout out. Well, we did it as a joint thing. I think we've done everyone.
So Sam, you have nobody else?
No, that's it.
Okay. I think that more or less wraps up. Just keep your eyes peeled for Pokemon Sun and Moon special. We have no idea when we're going to record that, but hopefully sometime shortly after the news drops on June 2nd. Which hopefully this episode will be up before then. But who knows? Yeah, Sam, I was picking the ending music this week. Why have you chosen again?
As it's Splatoon's first birthday, I thought we would have the song Ink Me Up.
So that's our ending. You can
check out our socials.
Oh, I knew though. I felt there was something missing as well. It felt too short. A true ending. Right, let's see here. Right, we've got Twitter at NPodcastSystem. That's the same for our Facebook as well. Email us at email us at nintendopodcastsystem@gmail.com. Whereas we're also on YouTube and iTunes and Podomatic. There you can listen to our shows. We're also a part of VG Tribune. Make sure to check out Sam's gameplay channel called Sam's Fade Gaming. That's practically it.
Check out my YouTube channel as well if you want. Oh, yeah. There's not a lot on it.
There's not a lot on it, but if you want...
Corny 7789.
Yes.
It's got a good one of a nice Mila laughing on Freedom Planet. That's the best reason to go on my channel.
Sure. Anyway.
On Facebook, I have just created a group for N Podcast System as well, because a few of the guys were mentioning they wanted to see a group for some reason. So I'm starting to work on that, and I will let people know on the other socials when it's ready.
Forgive me, but what do you mean by a group on
just a chatting forum?
Basically, there's pages and groups. You won't understand. I'm not going to explain it. Let's just finish the episode. Let's go. Let's go. It's too long. It's too long to explain.
Oh, I can't even like look on the page anymore. I have to make an account, which is stupid. And I hate Facebook. It's so stupid. Anyway, that brings an end to episode 26, and I think it's good to be back.
Yeah.
So that wraps up for episode 26 of Nintendo Podcast System. Hope you've all enjoyed and happy gaming.
Bye bye.
Check out the socials. Yeah.